Rupert's shoulders relaxed, and the glow crystal's light waned. The vicious rats were behind him now. All he had to worry about was the dapper man, who sat in command of 50 computer monitors, spinning around to greet him.
"Hi there, Detonator."
"Vermin,"
Rupert nodded politely.
"What can I help you with?"
Vermin asked in such a friendly way that Rupert almost forgot who he was dealing with. While Vermin looked like he had walked off the cover of GQ magazine in his black tuxedo and dark green fedora, Rupert had heard tales of the shrewd and unpleasant business Vermin ran out of this abandoned library.
"I need materials for a hydrogen bomb," Rupert explained, "and I need them yesterday."
Vermin's eyebrows shot up.
"That's quite the statement. Is this for the senior project at Knox Academy? Have you given up on your little Miss Perfect missile?"
Rupert knew better than to lie to Vermin. Just like any animal, Vermin could sense baloney. He shook his head.
"This is for something else."
"An independent project, then?"
The handsome man nodded with interest, rubbing his carefully manicured chin stubble.
"I can pay for it," Rupert said, trying to keep his voice low and steady.
Again, the eyebrows went up.
"Okay, Detonator. You know I'm only giving you an audience because my sister thinks you're the best thing since black market teleportation. But, surely, Patsy told you how this works. I need all the details, or I can't sell. It's too small a world for me to make your enemies mine. Capiche?"
"I understand completely."
Vermin smiled slightly and turned back to his console and monitors.
"But I need you to understand something, too," Rupert continued, catching Vermin by surprise. "I woke up in my lab this morning with no memory of how I got there. My toolkit, all my best inventions, had been stolen. I have almost nothing left of the past 4 years of work at Knox Academy. You know how it is there. They'll take my inventions and offer them for the use of their top villain graduates, and I'll never see a lick of compensation. Please, Vermin, I'm begging you. I need these materials. I need to get back at the people who took everything from me."
The polite smile vanished. Vermin seized Rupert by the shoulders and shook him.
"You're talking about the Earl, Rupert!"
"Detonator," Rupert corrected him.
A sheepish smile flitted across Vermin's chiseled cheeks before his prior seriousness returned.
"You're just a kid. You can't go up against the Earl. You may as well call out the entire villain community to battle against you. Anyway, if you bomb the school, there goes our entire way of life. I've worked too hard to set this all up to let a pipsqueak like you blow it all up for a vendetta. Now, I'm sorry for what happened to you, but I won't bomb the school,"
Rupert interrupted, laughing.
"Of course not. I'm not an idiot."
"Oh."
Vermin stroked his chin thoughtfully.
"What are we talking about, then?"
"Caligo Forest."
The wild brown eyebrows shot up again.
"You mean the forest that provides cover of darkness for our evil work,"
he said with a smirk. "Not the whole forest, just the Earl's secret lair. There have been rumors forever that he has one. He stole from me, and the law of reciprocity says I have every right to steal from him. It won't destroy our way of life, but it will show the Earl and all his minions who they've crossed. How powerful an enemy they have created."